Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 51 of the Sunday League Pundit Show. It is international break. This weekend, it's not this weekend at all because we're actually recording this a week before. We're going to do something a little different this week. What we're doing is we are not going to talk specifically about football this week. We are going to talk about all sorts. It's just going to be a normal, everyday podcast where we just chat about ourselves, where the listeners will get to learn a bit more about us, what we do, what we like, what we don't like, what we're into, what we're not into, anything and everything. Basically because none of us like international football. We find it dull and boring. And the best thing for us to do, we thought, was to have the week off and just talk absolute rubbish. So I'm joined this week by Jim Jam. Hello.
Hi.
My son, 13-year-old Zach. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
And of course, the ever hidden. Not present, the ever hidden, Tin Ribs, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Are we looking forward to this week, then? Just chatting about absolutely.
I just want to say one thing before we like completely move away from international football.
Okay.
When we finally give Lee Carsley the job, because it's fucking obvious we're going to, I will continue to have no interest. If we make that rare decision and go, no, we're going to go with someone actually like charismatic, inspirational, plays good football, then I might actually pay any interest.
We did that. We forced him out.
Yeah, but that's just... That's what I mean. The second we put people in... I mean, why are we looking at Carsley?
Because he's a yes man. Why do you think we're looking at
him? He was already there.
I mean, this is the guy who went, I've been looking at how to get Cole Palmer in my team. I'm going to play him at left back.
Or DM.
I mean, this is one of the best attacking midfielders, one of the best tens in the country at the moment, carrying Chelsea...
Yeah, big club.
Oh, we're going to play him at left back.
Big club with poor players.
Yeah.
We could have done this during the normal podcast.
I know we could have, but you know what? I'm just getting it out of there.
So, right. Now that's out of the way, we're going to play the music and then we're just going to go and talk absolute shite. So, we shall see you shortly. Welcome to our very different episode 51 this week. We are on international break, so we've decided to have a break from the podcast. So we're actually recording episode 51 before we're recording episode 50, because certain games haven't been played on this particular Sunday, which is Sunday the 6th of October, where we're recording this.
Yeah.
So we're going to do something different, in as much as during the international breaks, none of us like international football, so we've decided we just want to do like a normal podcast. And that's the plan for today, boys. So, what do you want to talk about? Anything that's potentially not football related, because that can be done during the actual normal podcast.
Wait, you're in. Like, that's an implication that we actually have lives.
What we got to talk about? I mean, they recommended netball, didn't they, on the socials?
Netball. Yes. Yeah, I actually don't know anything about netball.
I know that it's like. basketball.
I know that one of the Nevilles is involved in netball. That's about all I know.
So what I gathered from when I was a kid, when we had to play netball, it's like we had to do it, was that it's just basketball, but you can't dribble. There's no backboard. There's no contact. It's just...
Only like one person's allowed to shoot.
And it's like you stand still and you wave the ball around a little bit and then people try to like block you.
So you might as well just have two people, isn't it? One to get the ball and one to give it to the other person up the other end of the court to shoot. Because everybody else in the middle is pointless.
Pointless. Everyone in the middle of a netball court is pointless.
You've got a point.
Jim Jam, 2020.
Well, they can't score points. So...
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
I there you go.
Technically, they are pointless.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Exactly.
Makes a fair point, that does. Right, okay then. So you mentioned your childhood. So you were both brought up in Staffordshire, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
I wasn't. I was from Cheshire.
Boo.
I am a Cheshire cat.
Explains why he's a knob.
I was born in Stockport and raised in Knutsford. And Knutsford is not as posh as you're led to believe. Let me tell you that for nothing. Right, because I heard growing up, once I'd left Knutsford and I started living in Manchester and Whaley Bridge and Salford and all these other places, and people had mentioned Knutsford, they go, oh, isn't it posh? Knutsford's posh. No. No, it isn't at all. And I tell you now, I left school with no GCSEs. So the schools aren't that great either.
That has nothing to do with the schools, mate.
Well,
yeah. Well, it goes as far as I was brought up in Stone. Yep. In my parents' house.
Yeah.
Went to school in Stone. I moved house and moved to Stone.
Yeah.
And I moved house just recently again, and I'm still in Stone, so...
That's 1,000 years of living in Stone,
right? Yeah, so that's exciting as it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into everywhere where I've lived, because there's a few of them. But needless to say, I landed in Stafford when I was 18. I'm now 43 and I'm still here.
Yeah.
Well, at least I can say I've tried other places.
Technically, you've left in that time because you went to
Rugeley. I've been to Rugeley for 2 years.
I don't
know. 2 years, 2.5 years.
Something like that.
About 2 years. And then I came back to Stafford.
I mean, yeah. I did move out for a little while. I went to Birmingham for like 3 months and realised how much of a shithole it was and moved straight back out.
That has got to be my least favourite place in the country, Birmingham. Mm. I even prefer going to Liverpool over Birmingham.
No.
At least Liverpool's cleaner than Birmingham. Birmingham, there's literally crap all over the streets. There's just rubbish lying everywhere. You go past houses, there's sofas on the front. There's like rubbish bags everywhere. It's like they just don't care. They're not bothered. Birmingham is just one big wasteland, and nobody that lives there actually gives a crap about it at all. It's horrendous. And may I point out, it stinks. Badly. Hate it.
Wasn't that hate you?
I was saying, just his own aroma.
I may have had the window shut. I was driving through.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not a big fan of Birmingham at all. Don't like it. We all know I hate Liverpool, but I still prefer it over Birmingham. Absolute crap on. But yeah. So I was raised in Knutsford and... I played
raised
hockey.
Or dragged?
Hockey. No, raised. I was raised till I was 9. I was raised. Then my dad left home when I was 9. And I turned into...
A dick.
Oh, that's
pretty
a polite,
much.
That's a polite way of putting it. These are the stories of my mum.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, I turned into a massive a-hole when my dad left home. I mean a huge a-hole. I must have been the worst child to bring up. I was horrible. Like, honestly, because don't forget, like when my dad was at home, we got two working parents.
Yeah,
I'd got a snooker table in my garage. I was going to football training camps.
It's all
every
in
other
the snooker
week.
Table.
Yeah,
mate. Honestly, we'd got the life of Riley. We did what we wanted when we wanted how we wanted, and it was great. And my dad left,
and it all changed
overnight.
And you didn't like that.
I did not like that. Then the reason I didn't like it was not because I wasn't getting bought stuff. Didn't bother me. Didn't bother me. Didn't bother me that I didn't have a new bike every year. Wasn't bothered. Wasn't going to football every week to watch Macclesfield. That bothered me massively. I'd been to watch Mac every week without fail. Because if my dad didn't take me because he was working, my granddad would take me. If my granddad and my dad couldn't take me, there was a lad that used to, a man that used to work with my dad called Pat Johnson, and he used to take me to go and watch Crewe because he was a Crewe fan, and he knew that I wanted to go football every week. So if my dad and my granddad were busy, Pat would take me to Crewe Alex to watch them. So I had football every week without fail. And then when that stopped, I turned into a massive dick. I wouldn't be able to cope with me as a 10-year-old. Not a chance. Then I got signed for Man City at 10. Then, minutes later, I got hit by a car, shattered both my knees, and was told I'd never walk again.
Can I just...
Then I got even worse.
Can I just interject one second? I just want to point out to the listeners that at the time when Man City recruited you,
they weren't the Man City of today. Let's not get this twisted. Like, we're talking maybe Stoke level Man City.
That's been kind.
I think City were in the second division that was at the time.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So they were about Stoke level, maybe Birmingham level. They weren't bloody.
Yeah,
they weren't.
I just wanted to get that out there.
Jesus Christ. I'm going back to like 1991. Go back to 91.
So that's prior to the Premier League, because they're in early
2 years before Premier League.
Yeah. They never League One. But
I think they were in Division Two, weren't they?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Either way, they weren't the City of today. They didn't have millions of pounds. And I certainly wasn't going to sign a contract for, you know, £1 million a week. Although I did go to school with a guy called Aaron Wilbraham, who at 16 signed a £20,000 contract with Stockport County. And he turned into a decent player. Played in the Premier League, Aaron Wilbraham, for Norwich. And I believe Crystal Palace as well. Good player. Just got no pace. Very, very good footballer, but he just got no pace. Which was
so in 1991-92 season,
yeah.
Man City were in the first division.
Oh, they were in the top flight.
They finished fifth.
I thought they were second.
They went out the FA Cup in the third round, so literally they went in. Hi, FA Cup. Bye, FA Cup. They got to the fourth round of the League Cup. And the full Members Cup. There's one for you. They got to the second round. So they were pretty poor in the Cups, and they finished fifth in the league. And what was the stadium called at the time?
Main Road.
Correct.
So I did get to sign for a half-decent side then.
Yeah, you did.
I've grown up all this time thinking, oh, they were in Division 2. Like,
no, at the time they were decent.
I signed for a top-flight team then. Didn't last long, though.
Weren't they in the original Premier League?
I think so.
Were they a founder member?
I think they were.
Google it. Who were the founder members of the Premier League? I think Swindon were, weren't they? Swindon and Sheffield United.
Swindon, Oldham.
Oldham, another one that people tend to forget. Charlton, maybe were another one.
Oldham even survived the first year.
I think they did. Madness.
They were in the relegation battle.
We're on a podcast right where we can talk about anything we want.
We're straight back into football.
That's because we like
How
football.
How sad are we? Like, seriously. We've got to this point, just talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, but we've got to talk about it because we were just talking about how shit you were. I mean.
Yeah, well, I wasn't bright enough to stay out of the way.
So, yes, Man City were. So it's Arsenal, Villa, Blackburn, Chelsea, Coventry, Palace, Everton, Ipswich, Leeds, Liverpool, Man City, Man United, Middlesbrough, Norwich, Nottingham Forest, Oldham, QPR, Sheffield United, Sheffield Wednesday, Southampton, Tottenham, and Wimbledon.
Oh, Wimbledon would have folded not long after that as well.
No, Wimbledon folded in 2000. And...
Was it that late?
Yeah.
2001, I think it was.
Yeah, definitely. It was when...
98, 99 sort of thing, I did.
No, because it was all to do with the move to
2003 MK. 2003 was the original badge, so I'm assuming...
Have you seen the MK Don Stadium, by the way?
Fantastic stadium.
Fucking
yeah.
Lovely.
So they dissolved... 2014. The 21st of June,
2004. Oh, that's quite a bit later than I thought it was.
Relocation of Wimbledon FC to the Milton Keynes Dons.
Yeah. And then you've still got AFC Wimbledon, is it?
Yeah, the final season was 2003-2004. They finished 24th, relegated from the First Division.
I hate it when teams fold, you know. So Accrington Stanley, they folded.
Who were
well,
they?
Dagenham and Redbridge, are they still a thing now? Or have they folded as well?
Rushing and Diamonds.
I mean, I used to love them teams on the Soccer AM. It was a youth and they used to say they're cheating, they're playing two teams.
They had that when there was a little meme come up, wasn't there, when Forest beat Liverpool. And you've got a slot there and a little thing above his head saying, well, we've got to play Nottingham and Forest. It's no wonder we lost.
Yeah. But no.
Oh, God.
But a lot of them, I mean, them days, they're doing a podcast at the moment, Soccer AM, like Tim Lovejoy, Alan Chamberlain, and Tubes, and that.
I'll have to listen to that.
Football A to Z or A to Z, however they decided. I don't think they made it. Yeah, they haven't decided. How it wanted
really
to be.
Me. Z is an American thing.
That's why they're on about it, to reach their American audience.
Do you know the most annoying thing? Soccer's actually an English term, not an American term.
Yeah.
It was actually...
it was coined by us.
And it was highly used late in the mid-60s to mid-70s.
Yeah.
Yep. My son says that sometimes. Oh, I'm playing soccer. I'm like, it's football. It's football, yeah. Son. You don't have to be confused.
I still don't think American football should be called football because they predominantly use their hands.
Hand egg.
It should be called hand egg, yeah.
But the reason the soccer is the term that the Americans use so highly is because, obviously, it was coined by the British in the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. And we took football over to the Americas in the late 60s, early 70s. So it was sort of coined as that. That's why they call it soccer. Because we took it over as soccer. So and they just
kind of
makes
sense, doesn't it, really?
But yeah, it is our
still turn. Wrong, though. They should still change it because we've changed it and we're the ones that invented it in soccer sport. Yeah. So there you go.
So go on then, Stretch. After you couldn't walk again, how long was it before you started playing football again?
Well, honestly,
yeah.
I came out of hospital with bandages on my knees and then went to play for my school team. I didn't play outfield though. I played as a goalkeeper.
You're just trying to make yourself sound better at this point.
That was stupid.
Dumbest shit ever.
That then put me out for 4 years. I didn't kick a ball again until I was 16.
But the thing is, we're stupid. Look, when I broke my ribs and tore all the cartilage in my ribs, I was supposed to be out for a year. I was back playing within what, 3 months?
Something like that.
Within my second game, I re-tore everything again.
It's not to make you sound clever. It's stupid.
It is pure stupidity.
Stupid. I shouldn't have done it. I mean, we won a tournament, and I went through, and we didn't concede any goals.
Now you're trying to make yourself sound better.
I went through six. No, because I didn't even make a save. Oh no, I made one save. They had one shot in the final.
And what you remember is little guys, big bastard.
I was skinny back then. That was before I got fat. But yeah, so it was the worst thing I've ever done in my life because it then put me out for 4 years. Yeah. Didn't kick a ball again until I was 16. Took me months just to learn to walk again. I was in a wheelchair, then on crutches. It was horrendous. You got to do all these stupid exercises where you sat watching telly.
But he said about horrible. Being on crutches, all I got then was a mental image of Stretch being Timmy from fucking South Park.
That would have been an improvement on what I look like when I
was in crutches. I
paid to see it. I was horrendous. It was horrible. That basically, in my head, that put an end to my football career completely. So when I moved to Stafford at 18, started playing Sunday League, I then rejoined as a striker because obviously my knees had strengthened a little bit. I was never going to be what I was, but I was decent as a Sunday League striker. And now looking back at it as a 43-year-old, I genuinely think I could have made quite a big impact playing for somebody like Stafford Rangers or even in the National League.
It's not particularly hard though, is it?
But I didn't give myself that credit because I just kept thinking, oh, my knees are that bad. It's not going to work. Looking back now, I probably should have put a bit more effort into it. I probably could have made a living out of playing football. Never would have been.
Realistic.
But I would have made... I'd have made probably more playing football than I did working in a warehouse. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Not a lot more, but it would have been, you know, something, and I'd have been doing something that I enjoy rather than something that I hated all these years. I should have just had a bit more confidence in myself when I was younger.
One of your biggest problems was training. You hated it.
Hated training.
That's why you probably wouldn't have made it.
Hated training. I think if I was training with a proper team, would have been different. Because don't forget, the people that were training us when we were 18, 19 on a Sunday league didn't have a clue what they were doing. The training was boring.
Hmm.
Now, we had one session, I don't know if you were there, but Sean brought one of the coaches from Wolves to one of the Sunday league sessions with Nesbitt. Honestly, I fucking loved every minute of it. It was immense. I was dying by the time we finished. I genuinely thought I was never going to breathe again, but I loved every minute of it. The training session was so good, so engaging.
So that training session was like a daily event for Jim Joe?
Yeah. By the time I'd finished, I now know how he feels on a daily basis when he gets out of bed.
I'm never going to breathe again!
Jim, you alright? What do you need? Oh, a cigarette. He doesn't even smoke. Oh, a cigarette. How are you now, anyway, now you're not dying?
Not too bad. Still not recovered yet. Hence why I wasn't there at football on Friday, which was gutting.
We all play football on Friday, as most people will know that listen. But yeah, you skipped this week, didn't you? First one in 40.
40, yeah.
He missed his 40th week.
Could have gone in goal.
I couldn't have gone in goal. That was a likely possibility.
I was up against. You could have gone in goal.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't play in goal.
They didn't do anything.
No.
They faced three shots, mine at the post and Josh's two went in.
But that was consideration, me going in goal throughout the week, where I was like, if I can't run, I'll go in goal. But it got to a point on the Friday morning and I had a coughing fit and was like, yeah, I'm not well enough yet.
It's all that weed.
I'm not going to lie. If you'd had a coughing fit, collapsed in a heap, he'd have still done more than fucking the other two.
He probably would have done. He'd probably saved more and all. Because you'd just put us off the shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, but dear. No. It's all good fun, though, isn't it, eh?
But no, it was tough, obviously, went through and I'd raised D-dimer levels when I was in hospital, and I know that mentioned it last week when I messaged in.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
During the show. And that was obviously an indicator of potential pulmonary embolism, which I suffered from before in 2021.
Which, by the way, listeners, if you don't know, is pretty damn serious.
Blood clot on the lung. And that actually brought my retirement from football in 2021 from Sunday League because I had to go on blood thinner, so I couldn't play contact sports, which is why I started playing badminton, which I do on a Monday. Not that I've done that this week either.
I'd be able to keep up with a badminton match. Hard going,
the only game worse is squash.
So in my head, when I was going for my CT scan last Sunday, I was kind of like, it's all going to come to an end again. Because in my head, I was like,
what, if I'm going through this.
Kind of both. It was like thinking in my head going, is football going to be took away from me again? Because I retired and then actually starting playing again, it was like, okay, I kind of really like this, but and I don't want it took away from me. It made me realise that I'm really not ready to have football took away from me. I know I'm 40, but you know,
well,
I'm not ready
now,
for it to be took away from me at 40.
I'll tell you now, as most people will know, because I've mentioned it, I've recently joined the Sunday League side just to do training with them, just to get a bit fit, lose a bit of weight. I went to watch them this morning, and genuinely, I think a few of us on a Friday could make a difference at that team. And I watched 15 minutes of that game this morning, and it was 1-1. Both goals were defensive errors, although there's our we scored first, Holmcroft scored first. So our goal was both a defensive error and a goalkeeping error, because the defender just, instead of clearing the ball, he headed it up. So our attacker then ran on and nodded it over. But as the keeper had come running right out, knowing he was never going to get it, and our striker just headed it over the keeper and it bounced slowly into the goal. Their goal was a defensive error from us. Just bad
defending off of a corner. Should have just been whacked clear by the first guy. But it was a miss out. Bit of pinball, knocked into the corner, keeper got no chance. But yeah, a bit of a defensive mistake. But I was sort of sat there, and I picked five players in my head from a Friday that we got. And I think in the first 15 minutes, we'd have walked off that pitch and been four or five up.
Bloody hell.
With some ease. With yeah. some ease. You're talking, obviously, Jake at left back.
Yeah.
Him and you over in the middle.
Yeah.
Stick you in, put me up front, and then Craig Minton in the centre. Just them yeah. alone. That's yeah. not even including Fellows, who we've just discussed.
Yeah, we were literally talking
potentially
about
the best player we play with on a Friday.
Yeah.
But with Minton and Fellows in the middle.
Wait. I've often said it, though. If you were to take our Friday night lot, you would make a very good Sunday league team.
I reckon it'd be pushing to be winning Division 1.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, because you've got the Premier
League. The Premier League is... There's a good standard.
And you've got to remember, in the Premier League, there's a lot of Saturday players as well.
Yeah.
It's a very good standard, the Premier League. I think we would level out somewhere in Division 1.
Well, you've got to think, I played pretty much Division 1 most of my back end of Sunday league career. And we were pushing top constantly.
Mm.
And there's a lot of...
The defence was great, by the way. Keeper was fucking awful.
But you look at the players that we've got on a Friday night, some of them are a lot better than the players that we had on in that last team that I played in. But yeah, I agree. But again, I'll always remain with the fact that as you see on a Friday night, you'll see it on Sundays, there are players who have great ability and absolutely no football brain whatsoever. And there's too much of it. There's not enough people that are taught how to play the game. It's become a thing now to teach people how to do fancy flicks and dribbles and look good. There's no
end product.
There's no end product because it's not look for the simple pass. I mean, there are people within our team on a Friday night who coach their kids. And I've watched his training sessions. You'll know, it's Phil. And I've watched his training sessions because I coach the academy on another pitch, and I've watched... And the drills they do focuses on looking up. Not so much what you're doing, but what everyone else is doing. So that generation of kids are going to do really well. I mean, Phil's lad scores four goals in his little, they only play, what is it, a 20-minute game or something? Like, he's scoring four goals, getting man of the match. The kid is unreal. But that's because everyone they're playing doesn't do the... They don't space out and look. It's still that position where they're all running over the pitch trying to chase the ball.
What do you hear me shout on Friday every single time we score a goal where we've passed our way up?
That's all I hear.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We'll score a goal, and as we're running back to the centre line, I do it mainly to annoy the guys that we're up against, but I always shout, look, boys, look how easy it is when you just play a couple of passes.
Yeah, but it's accurate.
Look how easy this game is when you just pass the ball.
Yeah, but you do it to annoy, but it actually is...
It's dead true, but I only shouted just to annoy the guys.
But we had the conversation just before.
It is easy.
I think you guys hadn't quite turned up yet, and I had Nath Miller and a few of the others, and we were discussing what happens every time we do the whole older versus younger. And Nath just said, the older boys always batter us. I said, well, yeah, but the first 15 minutes is always the young lads trying to pepper the goal, trying to get in there. But once the older boys settle, because they've got the mentality, the experience, we just dominate the game.
Yeah.
And it's always clear winners. It's not never 4-2 or 3. It's always 9-3 at 10-1. It's always a massive score difference. Experience is huge. But the ability to take a look, scanning, that's a skill we've started teaching now. But when we were kids, we weren't taught it. And you've got to remember, a lot of people in our generation aren't taught to scan. So when the ball's coming to them, they get the ball, they look down, okay, got the ball. Then they look up, oh, where's the pass? Phil, his lad scans. The ball's not even at his feet, and he's already picked his pass.
I used to train with Macclesfield Youth.
Yeah.
Well,
some of us were.
They used to do it.
Yeah. Are you passing it to? You haven't got the ball yet, but you need to know who you're passing it to.
If you received the ball and you did not instantly know where your pass was going, God help you.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
But what I'm saying is, you look at the... So if you say our generation, we do it.
Yeah.
Then let's take the generation after us. Let's look at Josh. Gets the ball. Tries to take. He's got three passes available. Tries to take someone on. Takes someone on. Then he's got one pass available.
Happy feet.
Happy feet. Yep. Or as I call him, Bambi.
Yeah.
Then he tries to take on another player and just runs himself into a brick wall of defence.
Yeah.
Because they've closed in on him and he's got no passes. If he'd been in our generation, I don't even think he'd try and take the first player on.
No,
but there's like a generational thing of they're trying to be too much of a one-man team.
Then how many times on Friday, because you can see the whole pitch,
yep.
How many times on Friday do I do the same now as I did when I was thin and fast? I pull out to the left. How many times did I shout, left, boys, left, I'm on my own. I'm on my own left.
Yeah.
Couldn't have made it any clearer, and they're still trying to go through the middle. It's so infuriating. Get your head up. Stop looking at the football. It's at your feet. It's not going to move. If you don't kick that away from you, it's not going to move.
Yeah.
So have a quick look up.
But again, this is...
You can hear me shouting. I'm even shouting, left wing boys, left wing boys.
It was 3 weeks ago, wasn't it? And you were like shouting for it constantly on the left. And that I was playing on my left.
Yeah, because we were against each other,
yeah.
Just for clarity.
And I just kept getting the ball. Over and over and over again.
The ball came down the left once. What happened? We scored.
Yeah.
Ball came down the left. I got the ball in acres of space. Picked out someone in the middle. Goal.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying to him. How easy is this game if you just listen to what you're being told?
There's like age groups where you can literally go, well, they're doing it. They're not. They're doing it. They're not. And it's like the younger they get, the less they're looking around.
But I think they're teaching them different stuff. It's got to be a whole new ball game and stuff like that, because you even watch it even at the professional level now, they play passes across the box, and I'm like, that was like the biggest no-no. In
caned for that, like caning wasn't even legal when I was in school, but you'd have got caned if you'd have passed the ball across the box. Our PE teacher, right, would not have accepted that at all. If we passed the ball across the box, mate, we'd be doing laps for every break time until the next game came.
Yeah, it's so frowned upon. It was like, and that's just in your head. It's like, don't play across the box.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. They've got more space at the back these days.
Yeah, because forwards are too lazy to close down.
I know, but what I'm saying is, one of the reasons they do get the ability to play across is because, I'm going to use a really old game, set of players, for example. In the 90s, early 90s, if you were passing across the box against Man United, Mark Hughes would be so far up.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Your ass, you would not, you'd literally think you were intimate lovers, because he'd be on top of you so quick, you wouldn't have chance to pass it across the box. So if you passed it across the box and it was slightly off, he'd be in there like a whippet.
Mm.
These days, you pass it across the box, you're all right, because there's no one really challenging you. They've created more space with the way they pass the ball around. But again, that's where scanning comes in. And it's so good to see some of these younger coaches teaching the younger kids now this ability to, well, the ball's coming to me, let's have a quick look. Okay, got it. And they can pass it off then.
But then look at a lot of the goals I score on Friday, or even when we went to Mac. Right, because I hear it a lot when I score goals on Friday, they go, oh, it's easy goal to score.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but how many of us would have been in that position to get the ball in the first place? Like, yes, that was your mistake from passing the ball across your box and I was there, stopped it, one-on-one, scored a goal. And you go, oh, that's an easy goal. Yeah, but because I was there, there's not another player that we play with on a Friday that would have been in that position at that time.
Yeah.
Because they don't think about it. The goal I scored at Mac, that was because your one centre-back wasn't looking, that your other centre-back wasn't paying attention, played the ball, it hit the back of his heel, I'm in the middle, on my own, you're off your line where you should be when your defenders have got the ball at their feet. And I just lifted it over your head. You've got no chance. What chance have you got of that? It's 4 foot over you when you're jumping. You're not getting
foot.
It. And your two defenders are that far away from me. And I'm just stood in the middle of them waiting for the mistake.
Yeah.
If that mistake doesn't come, the ball bypasses me. I've got the entire team behind me to do my job. And I just jog back with them, making sure I stay onside. But if I'm there and they make the mistake, easy goal.
Yeah.
Why does nobody else do that? And this is like when we've got players on a Friday that think they're attackers, think they're strikers. So I go, well, okay, you two do it, and I'll go back in defence for a bit. And I'm stood there going, why is nobody running? Why are you not making that run? Why are you not making that run? You're complaining you're not getting the ball, but you're not making the run for the ball. That infuriates me.
So we've for years give Miller shit, which is sometimes justified, sometimes not. We have a new Miller. Miller has now been upgraded. He's no longer that fuel of my anger. There's a new lad, and every time he loses the ball, rather than chase after it or track back, he pursues to look at the sky and daydream and switch off completely. And then the player who just took the ball off him runs like within an inch of him, and he's looking at the sky and daydreaming and thinking about flowers and happy things.
I think so.
And then when the opposition got the ball, he just sort of mills around in the midfield. And
right, who are you on about, by the way?
Well, I'll let you have a guess, because I think you know what I'm about.
I think Kyle.
There's a lot of new lads.
Yeah.
Is it Parker, is it?
Yeah.
He drives. The thing is he could be such a good player.
If he's paid attention, he's got no attention whatsoever.
If he actually got his head down.
I watched him on Friday, and the amount of times he played a pass, and if he just kept looking at the ball and made a run, he could have been a 1-2 away from being on the goal.
Well, I tried a 1-2 with him a few times.
But what he does is he just giving the ball passes the ball, and as soon as he's passed the ball, oh, look, that pigeon over there is really pretty.
I'm not sure there was a pigeon there. But
I don't know. His brain it's like he passes the ball, and before the ball has even got to destination, he's turned around and he's looking around.
I would like to say that we don't know how many of the lads on a Friday actually listen to this.
I know.
Yeah, but you got to remember, I don't give a shit. I don't know his name. He's played left back for me the last couple of weeks. Redhead lad.
The James, one is it?
On Friday.
No, not James.
The one that was there Friday?
Yeah.
Or Ethan.
Ethan. Ethan. Cracking lad. Puts a lot of effort in. A couple of weeks ago, he lost the ball. No fault of his own at all. And I was going ape shit because the midfield was non-existent. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and went, I'm so sorry if I did something wrong. I went, you've done nothing wrong, mate. I said, believe me, the day you do something wrong, you'll know.
You'll know.
Because I'll let you know.
Yeah.
He hasn't got a reason for me to, but there are so many people there that drive me nuts. But the thing is, why did Miller lose his shit with me? Because I told him to his face. Why did Nathan lose his shit with me years ago? Because I told him to his face. I don't care if I upset people, because if I'm saying something, 9 times out of 10 is a reason.
That's fair enough. Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to our first break. And hopefully as this pod goes on, you will learn a little bit more about us.
I think they just learned that I don't give a shit who I upset.
I've already learned something. There you go.
I think over the course of 51 podcasts, they probably knew that anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So, right, we're going to go to a break, and we shall see you beautiful people. Cheers. Hello, hello, and welcome back from the break, episode 51. Very confusing this week. Yeah, very confusing this week, having to record 2 episodes in the 1 week. What we would normally do at the start of part two is we would play Who Am I? But we're not going to do that for 2 reasons. One, because it's international break and it's boring. 2, because Tim Ribbs isn't here again. And I don't want to make Zach suffer.
I won't butcher him again.
A second one running. And then normally in part 3, which we might not do this week, is we would go into accountability for myself and Jim Jam. So we're going to do the accountability.
A little bit different, but...
A little bit different, because we're going to go more into what we're doing, why we're doing it, what we're thinking and that. So we haven't measured this week, which I think
is inaccurate
anyway, to be honest. But the weight, we've both gone from 15-12... because we were both 15-12 at last weigh, although you weren't weighed last week because you weren't in here because you were ill. So I went 15-13 to 15-12, and this week I'm 15-11. You've gone from 15-12 to we don't know,
to
15-11.
15-11. So we're both the same weight now. Which we started at 16-2 for me, 16-9 for you. So you've actually lost nearly a stone. £2 away from losing a stone.
Yeah.
Which I think is very, very good. Now, what I've done is, obviously, we play football on Friday, which is energetic, and that's fitness.
Yeah.
This, where we actually record the podcast. You'll know if you saw some of the early episodes where we didn't know what we were doing at all.
Mm.
We record it in my home gym that I basically built out of a shed. Painted it blue and covered it in Macclesfield paraphernalia as a sort of homage to my grandparents. And I work out in here a lot. And I've got a telly on the wall and stuff that I've got Sky on. And I've got a bench press and multi-gym and some other stuff. So I come in here as often as I can. Haven't been in last week at all because I think the shortest day I did last week was 12 hours. And the longest was 14 hours and 55 minutes. So I've done some long-ass days at work this week. So I haven't had a chance to come in here because I get home and have to go and get days from school. But I started training on a Wednesday with a Sunday league side who have asked me to join them, and I kept saying, no, I'm not joining them, I just want to train. Now, the reason I said that is because my son, who I have every other weekend, who happens to be on camera at the moment. Yep, that guy with his thumbs up, Zachy.
That guy, thank you.
I'm like, well, I've got him every other week, and I don't want to force him out on a Sunday morning to watch me play football. He already comes to watch us on a Friday when I've got him, and he quite enjoys that. He'll have a kick about to the side of the pitch and that, and he'll watch us and then have a kick about and watch us and what have you.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I don't want to force him to watch me on a Sunday morning. Now, we've gone this morning to watch 15 minutes of the team that I train with, just because we were doing nothing. I said to him, should we take Daisy out? There's a park there. Daisy's five. She can play on the park, and we can have a glance over and watch the football a bit. And he said to me today, said he wouldn't mind coming every Sunday to Sunday League. So I may tell them that I'm open to signing and actually join a Sunday League team, which means I'll be playing Wednesday, Friday and Sunday. More exercise.
Yeah.
Plus, obviously, whatever I do here in the gym. So that's where I'm at with my weight loss journey. I am trying to be more careful with what I eat. The issue I've got is when I've got long days and I'm fed up doing long days, I'm a truck driver. I have a lot of time and I've got a lot of opportunity to munch.
Yeah.
Because when you're driving, it's easy to just go into a packet and out of a packet and in a packet and out of a packet. And it's mentally dieting, I think, is very, very hard. But only where the food is.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He's concerned because I can put the effort into the exercise. I love being in here in the gym. And I love playing football. So I can do that no problem.
Yeah.
It's the not eating the stuff I shouldn't be eating that I'm struggling with. I just eat a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But I always have done. But years ago, I didn't struggle with it. I just stayed at 11 stone and that was it. I didn't move till I was like 33. So it's, I'm trying to get past that mental thing of not eating the crap that I shouldn't be eating while I'm sat doing nothing.
That's definitely going to be tough though.
Podcasts will only do you so much, and talk sport will only do you so much. Audible's amazing for those of you who have boring jobs and you have a lot of time to do what you want to do. Audible, couldn't recommend it enough. Listening to audiobooks, I haven't read a book since I left school. Never. I find it boring, dull. I thought books were all horrific, boring tales of nothingness. And since I've been listening to Audible, mate, some of them books are amazing. Honestly, I've got right into it. Yeah. I still wouldn't read one for shit. I would if someone gave me a book. I'd use it for fuel for a fire.
This isn't sponsored, by the way.
Yeah, it's definitely not sponsored by Audible, but I couldn't recommend Audible enough.
Spotify works as well.
That's what I use for your Spotify.
Because you get more stuff. You're limited by time with Spotify, whereas Audible, you get like one token per payment.
Yeah, so but you can also buy books as well, and they'll have sales every now and then. Mm. And if you do the membership thing, there's also a whole library full of free books that you can listen to as well. Absolutely incredible. So yeah, I couldn't recommend it enough. I've never tried through Spotify. I personally use Amazon for my music, not Spotify, because I've got Amazon Prime as well. Again, we're not sponsored by anybody. This is just this is just companies that we personally use and that we personally like. That's all it is. Although, as usual, there will be an advert in this for dubby.gt energy drinks, because we like to stick that in, because they are helping the podcast along. So we like to help them along a little bit as well by advertising them. So how about your weight loss journey? What are you doing and what are you struggling with? And
are you enjoying it? Obviously, it's a tough battle, but getting below 16 and maintaining was quite nice. Although this week's journey was a lot different, obviously being in hospital with chest infection, and that didn't help but did help, because I lost a bit of appetite, and obviously portion control's a massive deal. And like I said to my wife, I was like, I really need to concentrate on the portion control now. Now that my appetite went down, I don't want to build my portions back up where I'm eating my portion size plus another portion size, and then finish off family's dinner on top of it, kind of thing, because I can. And without the exercise, I still lost weight, but that was down to being unwell. But it's like getting my mental side of it now going, you don't need to eat that. Try the portion control, and then hopefully that'll help me lose some more weight over the next coming weeks when I get back to the exercise, because obviously I'll be missing badminton this Monday. I missed badminton last Monday. I missed football on Friday.
Yeah, you weren't at football Friday.
And I'm like, so I know that I'm not playing badminton tomorrow, because I know that I'm not up to it physically yet. Will I be there on Friday? I don't know. You know.
Hopefully. Hopefully you'll feel better. Because obviously we want you to be feeling better. We want you to feel good. But
I do too much social-wise to enable me to do the other stuff that you're doing, like football training, that sort of thing. Mm. I'll end up divorced if I keep adding more to my social calendar with
badminton. I'm surprised I get away with it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm shocked I get away with it, but Sarah seems to be quite chilled out and lets me just sort of get on with it. And she knows why, because I've told her straight. I said, I want to lose weight, and like, I'm not going to do it by sitting here eating Pringles and watching bloody TV with you. I'm sorry.
I mean, bit difference, because, you know, I've got a 20-minute drive to get here or whatever, and like, depending where your training was, you know, that's, you know, you go out, you're probably gone for an hour and 20 minutes, something like that.
Mm.
Whereas if I was doing it, I'd be gone for 2 hours.
And yeah, because you've got to drive just to get into Stafford, haven't you? So.
Yeah, so that would make life interesting.
Like, well, you never know.
But who knows what the journey will take. I'm expecting this winter call on a Sunday morning where it's freezing cold and the fair weather players have all rang in, and they've got 9 players on a Sunday morning and get a phone call. What, your team?
Oh, my team?
Yeah, when he gives it a call. John, what are you doing?
They've asked me to sign, like I said, a couple of times during training. Because I don't know why. I'm 43 and overweight, and I can't do what I used to do years ago. But, they seem to think that...
I could have sworn in part one of this you said you'd happily fit into there and you'd do really well. Now you're talking about, I don't know why they'd want me.
The thing is... Yeah, but that's why. It's because I'm overweight and because I'm 43... I expect people to look at me and just instantly go, no. Like, regardless of what you do at training, just go, oh, no, we don't really want
that. That's what you expect.
Yeah, people on the sideline go, oh, all the pies. And I'd be like, me, me, every one of them, it was me.
But there is a part of me that wants to challenge myself at that level because I feel like I'm... Definitely, I mean, I'm Sunday thinner league. Now than I was when I was playing Sunday League at the back end.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing.
And probably I'm at a fitter level than I was then, even though I'm probably 5 years older, I'm probably fitter now than I was 5 years ago.
Well, I smoked 20 a day when I was last playing football. So I know I'm fitter now than when I was last playing football because I can do a lot more running now. Because obviously we've got smartwatches, all of us, and we track what we're doing on a Friday when we go to football. Now, when I first joined football, like probably 2.5 years ago now, 3 years, I've been playing Friday football. I went, and I think I ran, during the hour, I think I ran just short of 2 miles during that hour. I'm now running 3.5. So it's definitely improving. And I know a couple of weeks ago, there's a young lad that goes there, young winger, Ollie, very, very good, very quick. And I tracked him back. I tracked one of his runs. I thought I'd want to test myself. And I actually kept pace with him, stride for stride. And my pace was commented on Friday as well. The guy that was marking me turned around to me after I was stood on the halfway line. One of the guys got the ball. And I just burst for a run to go through. And when I come back, the guy went, he says, I was not expecting you to be as quick as you are. And I was like, maybe I have got a bit quicker than over the few years that I've been here. And certainly this, like for me, the losing weight thing, I just find boring. So the only reason I'm doing it and keeping up with it now is because there's competition, because you're doing it with me.
Yeah.
Because my brain works on competition. If I can compete at something, I want to do it. But it's only because I'm competing. I know it's doing me good, but if it was just me, I'd have given that up weeks ago. I can't be arsed, that's boring.
Yeah.
But because I can compete with you on losing weight, I'm like, yeah, I'll do it now. I want to be the first to get to 15.5 stone. I want to be the first to
probably annoys him more the fact that I'm not competing because I said that competing won't help me.
Yeah, but for me, I can still compete against our numbers. So whether you
especially
see it as a competition or not.
Especially when it's a similar number.
You need to look at it however is best for you to go through it.
Yeah.
Whereas for me, it has to be a competition because I have to compete all the time because it's just my nature. But yeah. So you've learnt a little bit about me and you've learnt a bit about Jim Jam. So
and
you're
not
on the podcast
interested.
Very often. I get that. You're certainly not on a diet. Like
certainly
you shouldn't
not,
be
no.
When you're 13. You should be fit as a fiddle and nice and skinny as you are.
Oh, cheers.
So what do you enjoy doing?
Just football.
Just football.
The problem is I'm really...
That would have been my answer at 13.
Really
as well,
basic.
To be honest. What are you into? Football. What else? Nothing.
No.
Eating. Eating and football. That's all I cared about.
I'm okay with that.
You're not really big on eating either, though, are you, really?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, he's not as fussy. He's more fussy than I'd have eaten anything when I was 30. Put it in front of me, I'd have devoured it. He's very picky.
You're welcome.
Very picky.
But he does support Tottenham, so he doesn't care about football and winning.
Yeah, he's not bothered about winning. Yeah, the competition aspect of his
I've just learned not to have high expectations.
You've had no
choice. Good job.
I had no choice being a Tottenham fan, I'm afraid, son. Although, if you carry on the way you're going, the next couple of years, you might be able to say you've won the league. I mean, it'll be the championship, but you might be able to say you've won the league. That would be nice.
No, I'd put us the Europa League contenders.
I don't think you are Europa League contenders.
That's our competition.
I think Well, Man United are never going to win.
Exactly.
I will point out that on the telly at the minute we've got Aston Villa versus Man United, which is in the 59th minute, and it's still 0-0. And honestly, it doesn't seem like that great of a game of football, to be honest.
No.
Although Rashford's just run back and kicked somebody, I think he's already on a yellow card, you know, as well. That was a bit dodgy. But yeah, so we just wanted to do something different on international break, just have a bit of a chat.
Because who cares about international football when it's Lee Carsley's ball?
Well, it's not even that. It's we've said for a year now, even on 51 weeks. We've said for a year now that we just are not bothered at all about international football. We don't
Yeah, but that's because we've gone from Southgate to Lee Carsley. So what is there to really care about?
I want to care.
Yeah, I want to get excited about it.
What is there to really care about? We've gone from Southgate to Carsley.
Well, I mean, Carsley could have been great, but we've watched him and he plays the same football Southgate plays.
But he's not.
And it's just very frustrating.
I don't care what he could or would have been. He's not. That's the problem.
I think that's the biggest issue, isn't it? Is he's not been what we wanted.
As soon as we hire an attacking manager,
but he's won his games, and it's like, yeah, but look at the games.
What the hell are Aston Villa doing?
He was offside, wasn't he? That was a terrible free kick.
I don't know, but they've just faked it at least seven times.
Didn't have that Villa free kick that was offside for their first goal against Bayern Munich.
Mm.
You're gonna be offside.
Yeah,
if you line up like that.
Yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. I just.
I know Arsenal did it against Southampton. They all stood at the back post, but then they ran.
Mm.
But did you notice on that picture how regimented that line was?
Yeah, they obviously were.
Like it. All 11, 10 of them were.
But that's the thing is,
on
if you work on it, then you will get it right, won't you?
Oh, sure.
Crazy.
And some obviously just don't work on it enough.
Takes time. Some people don't wait that time. That's not our problem.
So, right, work-wise then. So we all know that I'm a truck driver. I've mentioned it a few times on the podcast.
Can I just put it out there that I'm unemployed?
You're at school. Well, you're going through school. The best time of your life. Or
so you do technically work, but you do school work. And it's
not
like...
getting it.
It's forced free labour.
Yeah.
You could say that.
Basically. School's slave labour then, isn't it? Because they make you work.
Child labour.
Because basically, they want you to get good results to make the school look good. So yeah, it is child labour, isn't it, really, school is.
But
never really thought about it like that.
I'd love to go back to school again. When they tell you, oh, best time of your life and stuff like that, you'll miss it when it's gone. Tell you what, I'm kind of like that.
Nope.
I'm like...
Nope.
It's the days.
Is that because we established that you were a knobhead?
I hated school. I hated school.
Yeah.
And if I went back, I'd hate school now.
No, the good parts about the years are when you're out of school. Because you're like a teenager.
I wouldn't mind going back to having 6 weeks off in the summer.
Yeah, you're like a child, a teenager.
That I'd like.
Just like a child, a teenager messing around. But it's the school ages that are the good ages, not when you're at school.
Yeah. I hated school.
Yeah.
Hated it. And I wouldn't go back.
Yeah, but then would I want to be at school now? I want to go back to school when I was at school because you don't see kids on the park anymore.
Mm.
Would you rather do what you do or be sat in a math class?
I wouldn't go back to school.
That didn't exist as a kid. Phone.
No mobile phones when we were younger. Do you remember when, if you wanted to see if someone was coming out for football?
What's this? What's this?
Hoodie.
Yeah, but what would it be used for?
Oh, posts.
Yeah, goalposts. This is goalposts. Actually wearing my football equipment right now.
Yeah.
This is jumpers for goalposts.
I've done that from time
to
time.
Pile them up as eyes par.
Yeah.
And then you...
Or you turn your bike upside
down. You take a shot.
Down.
You take a shot and everybody's like, it's hit the post. And then the goalkeeper stands there with his hands behind his back and throws it behind his head like it's mimicked hitting the goalpost.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What a time to be alive.
That was great, wasn't it?
I did used to use trees.
We used them if we could, but if they weren't there...
Generally,
then you'd
feel...
I remember once, right, we moved to a place called Timperley.
Lineups, all
right. Right, which is on the Royal Estate in Timperley, next to the metro station.
Mm.
And we had a park. And next to the park... Next to the park, there was a school. Now, this school had bought new goal nets, right?
Yeah.
New goal posts. And they put the old goal posts behind one of the sheds, but next to the park.
Yeah.
Naturally. Mm. Somebody in our group, I won't mention who, but somebody in our group decided to jump over onto the school. Take them goalposts and bring them onto the park.
Wonder who that was.
I've no idea who that was. Well, memory's not that good. So we put these nets up, right, and on our green we'd got a little bit. It was like sort of just over half a pitch where we could set these nets up, and they were there for months. There for months and months, and nobody touched them, nobody moved them, nothing. Then we decided, because more and more people started playing, we then decided we need a bit of a bigger pitch.
Did your school just not notice?
It wasn't my school. I went to school somewhere else, but the school didn't seem to care. So what I decided was, okay, we'll have a bigger pitch, then we'll move the nets on an angle and we'll use more of the park. A week after we extended the length of the football pitch that we were using, got taken down, removed, disappeared. So they obviously didn't want us using that much of the park. And that was it. Goalpost gone for good. Back to using jumpers and bikes and God knows what else, and sticks that you were sticking in the ground and whatever else you could get your dirty little hands
great
on.
Great stuff.
I
do think using jumpers as goalposts, like, they are good. They do work. They do the job.
Yeah, they're great.
When was it time to go home?
It was meant to be when the lights came on.
Yeah, street lights. Come on.
It was when you heard your mum shouting, "If you don't get back in this fucking house!
Yeah.
5 minutes! I'm going to batter you!" Lads, I think I'm going to have to get one more goal. Next goal wins. By the time you got in.
How many next goal wins?
Your mum would be stood there with like a wooden spoon going, "Yes, got your name written all over it."
But
and
every
you'd have to try and
day.
Dart past your mum. Every day.
Every day. You used to have to knock on people's houses, make sure that people were coming out, or you'd
Is
be ringing there.
Dave here.
Or you'd be doing Ball the in. Dialing the number going,
on the old
rotary phone.
Jesus
asking
Christ.
Your friend's mum or dad.
Yeah.
Is Fred in?
Yeah, Dave's there. Is he in? Is he coming out?
He's coming out.
He's playing
play.
Out. He's playing football. Oh, he's not allowed to play football today. Why? But you're asking somebody else's mum, like, why? Well, he's been naughty. Why does that stop him playing football?
Yeah.
Didn't understand as a kid. Why can't he come out just because he'd been naughty?
But
stop
brilliant.
Him doing something else. You're affecting all of us, not him.
But always playing football.
Every single day. And during the holidays, we'd leave the house at 7 in the morning and we'd come back in at 11 at night and get absolutely
You may go
battered.
Home for tea and come back after.
Oh, we always forgot. Always forgot. We'd get back in and my mum would go, "Have you eaten anything today?" I don't know, I can't remember.
You make out like this only happened years ago. I can relate to half the stuff that you are saying.
We don't see it anymore, though.
I still do knock on people's houses with a ball.
Just don't see it anymore.
Just people message now.
Yeah, it's all
little
text messages now, isn't it?
Get on Snapchat.
Are you playing now? All spelt wrong and emojis and God knows what. It's got to the point now, right, where exams are going to have to accept the fact that kids write you as the letter U. And nobody puts Y-O-U anymore.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
That's just not a thing. Are you?
I think that's towards teenage years.
Yeah, but the word R is even the letter R now. Oh, that was a good freaking.
Absolutely shocking.
I mean,
and you go on Facebook or whatever, X or whatever it is you're on now, and the kids that are writing to each other, half of it makes me more stupid just trying to read it.
Yeah. It's like, when they make up a word that uses the same number of letters as the original word. It's like there is
What's
no
the
point
reason
changing.
For it? What's the reason for that?
Insanity. And they'll write when as W-E-N. And you're like, oh, this is so annoying.
This I'd like so to annoying. Say I'm not bad for it. I'd like to say I'm not bad for that.
No, because I'm your dad. And I would tell you straight if you were writing stupid things on Facebook.
Okay.
Use your words. Use your words. You know how to spell them. Use them. Don't be that.
You'll need them when you get older.
Of course you will.
Yeah.
Doing anything. Filling out job interviews or, you know, writing, if you're self-employed, doing your own tax form or whatever, you've still got to write real words and not all that short-handed crap that, that people are doing now. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. And like some of the language that's used and what have you. There's some posts that I genuinely have to just scroll past because I don't know what they're saying. It's that badly written. I haven't got a clue what they're saying.
I can translate the language, I think, just about, but I can't use it.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I scroll past and I get a headache trying to work it out. Let's move on. Because I'm old now. I'm 43. I'm old. You're well, not as old as me, are you?
No.
You're 40?
40. I'm see, it's like, old. Even like computers, like, and you play FIFA or whatever, it was like, you used to have to go around somebody's house to play FIFA.
Yeah.
You got a penalty and you're like, hide in the controller. Don't look at mine.
I still do that with him now. He knows where I'm going. I put it in the same spot every time, but I still always hide my controller from him when we're in the same room. Yeah. Got a penalty. And the thing is, I get a lot of penalties because he's awful. Awful.
No, I'm not bad at FIFA.
The second he starts losing, bang, every tackle's like hard, knee high, yeah, and he goes flying through the player every single time.
I'm not bad at FIFA, I'm just dirty.
Hates losing. As soon as he starts losing, that's it.
I'm not bad at it, I'm just dirty.
It's all assault in your players as soon as you score. He doesn't like it.
But you just play online now, don't you, pretty much?
I mean, I am guaranteed at least one red card every game I play.
I think certain things to do with the internet are fantastic. Like, because I say, I see Zach every other week, so obviously we don't live together anymore.
That should be a goal.
But I can now pick up, say, Minecraft, send him a message on the phone. If you're not busy, mate, jump on Minecraft. And then we can talk to each other. So we've got that communication without me having to ring his mum going, can you put Zach on the phone?
Yeah, don't get me wrong, that's great.
So certain things are brilliant. Like the internet.
Yeah, it does come in handy.
Certain things are amazing.
But it means that they don't have to go out and socialise anymore.
There's a member of my family.
Obviously, it's so important that you do still go out at least.
There's a member of my family that is too ill to work, to be fair. He just sits at home all day. He sleeps all day. And he's up playing computer games with his American friends every night.
Yeah.
So he's up every night and just sleeps every day. And don't get me wrong, he genuinely is too ill to work. He wouldn't be able to get out of the house and work. But he would be able to get out of the house and get some of that stuff. What's it called? Air. You'd be able to get some air, some oxygen into his lungs.
Actually, I do need to have a little side talk about that. Vapes. That's what's bad nowadays.
Do you know...
Everyone complains about everything else nowadays. It's the vapes. There's a massive problem.
Apparently, there are people vaping that have never smoked in their life.
Yeah.
Well,
teenagers.
What are you doing?
Teenagers.
Well, that's obvious. It's branded as a kid's product.
Teenagers going about, I'm proper cool, innit?
You basically, they're making it.
Now, don't get me wrong, when I met you, I was a smoker.
Yeah.
And I used vaping to get off smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when
that's
acceptable.
When I first
used the vape, I hammered it.
You
24/7.
Used that more than
used
smoking.
It way more than smoking. Right, because it wasn't the same as smoking. It wasn't as satisfying. So you just hammered it all the time. Then it got less and less and less. Then I started making my own liquid that you put in.
Yeah.
And putting less and less nicotine in it. Until eventually, when I was living at the flat that I moved to, there was no nicotine in it. And I was sort of walking down the street one day using it thinking, what am I doing?
What's the point in
there's
it?
It's now pointless because there's no nicotine. So the stuff that's actually addictive isn't in it anymore. And I'm like, oh, that was really stupid. So I walked into town, put it in a bin. I haven't touched it since. And since that day, put on 4 stone. I've got nothing to do with my hands anymore.
Yeah.
So no, but I'd rather gain weight than vape all the time.
Let me just have a look at your camera. Because we've got... Let me just... Alright. No, still not. Yeah. Why is Jim Jim's camera? Right, your camera's just gone, Jim, for some reason. So we've had you for most of this.
Yeah.
But we've lost you now. So
it's all right.
Not Zachy's. And there's Jim. There we go. We're all back now.
We're back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with your camera then. It just went on a mad one. Obviously, didn't like what we were talking about.
Thing is, though, vaping, it can't be good for you.
It can't be, but the way I saw it was I'm using it genuinely to quit smoking, and it's got to be better for me than inhaling all the crap that's swept up off the floor and put into cigarettes.
Yeah.
Do you think...
But I knew there was an end goal for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use this forever. And I know I'm not going to use it forever. And eventually I stopped altogether.
You did it for its purpose.
I did it for a reason. And I think that's why it was invented.
The question is, though...
Water and your lungs, is that a combination that should be together?
Well, there's two types of oil that we used, and there was vegetable oil and there was a glycerine style oil that was used, as well as liquid nicotine.
Yeah.
And then a liquid flavouring that went in it.
Yeah.
You then burn that, inhale the vapour, hence why it's called vaping.
Yeah.
Is it good to have vape in your lungs?
Vapor? I imagine
Probably not. Because the one place when you go swimming that you don't want that water is in your lungs.
Yeah.
Like, it's not great if you get it in your stomach. At the end of the world, not great. But getting water in your lungs, now that could be a bit of an issue.
I imagine in 20 years there's going to be some serious stuff regarding it.
I imagine with long-term use, which we've got, it's only been around, what, 10 years now?
Yeah, something like that, 10, 15 years.
I don't think it's 15. I think it just come in, or maybe close to it, actually. It just come in roughly when he was born. So, yeah, that would be 13 years ago, so you probably are right. Yeah.
Yeah, but the sole purpose of it was to get you off of smoking.
I think that's why it was invented, just to help you go from doing one to doing nothing.
Because it's a better substitute to smoking.
And for me, the reason I couldn't use other forms of giving up smoking was because when you inhaled something, it didn't have that hit on the back of your throat, which smoking did, whereas the vape had that. When you inhaled, it hit the back of your throat, and it felt like you were smoking. And that's what made me find it easier. To then quit smoking properly. But the vape for me was a great tool. Yeah, I absolutely battered it to begin with, like, because it's not smoking and you're like, oh. But then you just sort of hammer it and you're like, yeah, I do feel a bit better. And eventually you use it a little bit less.
Yeah.
Like I say, then you go down your nicotine levels and eventually there was no nicotine in it. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing here. This is just pointless.
But the problem
is, I haven't touched one since.
Vapes have been given probably a worse name than smoking now. Because when you think of it, the first thing you think of is vapes. You think of it before a cigarette now. Because teenagers are misusing it and they're giving it a bad name.
It's a school thing.
I see at least 3 to 4 a week while walking to and from school.
It's just stupid.
On the ground.
Is it easy for them to get their hands
on the
ground?
I imagine it's easier to buy a vape than it is to buy actual cigarettes now. I imagine. I don't know. He'll know, he's 13.
I won't know because I've never tried to buy one.
No, and I get that, but do you think you would find it difficult to go into a shop and buy cigarettes?
But from what I know, it is much easier to get your hands on a vape.
Okay. So it's easier to get hold of a vape than it is to get hold of a
cigarette. Because I remember back a few years ago, you'd see more cig butts than anything on the ground.
Yeah, loads.
Now all you see are just those one-use vapes scattered. Yeah. Scattered. I see at least 3 to 4 a week.
It's crazy.
And that's
that,
to and from a school. So it is teenagers, it is high school students that are misusing it. That's what
it's
gives
madness.
Them the name.
Absolute madness. I don't get it. But then I suppose I don't have to. Because I've got the sense to tell him that it's no good for you and just don't do it.
At least listening.
I only started smoking when I was told that my football career was over when I was younger. and I went off the rails. I was turned into a right knobhead. And starting smoking was one of the things that I did. But yeah, I really wish I hadn't. Because it was horrible. It cost me an absolute fucking arm and a leg as well. You don't do much saving when you're a smoker. Not unless you're earning big money. Because they are dead expensive. So I said to somebody, I'm going to quit when it hits £5 a pack. I think I'd gone on to sort of vapes when it was around £6 a pack or something like that. And I said to someone the other day, wow, how much are they now? Just morbid curiosity. How much are they now? He went, it was about £12 for 20. I'm like, are you fucking serious? £12 for one pack of 20? And he went, yeah, it's about that. Like, you're saying that to me like it's normal, like that's a thing. And he went, yeah, it's been like that for a while. Fucking how are people affording that shit?
No idea.
I mean, you're talking nearly £100 a week just on cigarettes. Insanity. What is that all about? It's crazy. Crazy.
Madness.
So yeah, I don't do it anymore. But I've started eating more, which is why I'm now fat.
I'd rather be fat than be addicted to smoking or vaping.
I'm healthier than I think I would have been if I was still smoking, even though I'm fatter. And I'm not going to say it's going to be easier to lose weight, because I don't think it will. Because the mentally getting your head around not eating is so bad.
I like food.
I love food.
Yeah.
And the thing is when I was 11 stone, I ate more than what I'm eating now. And you can just ask your mum. Because obviously I lived with your mum 13 years ago.
It's the benefits of having a fast metabolism.
The amount of food that I was putting away. Because I got a physical job and I was playing football 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Yeah.
So I was constantly on it. There's an issue with that. I think I might need to buy a new camera. Because yours is plain silly beggars.
Oh, well.
I love the fact how your first instinct isn't to find out what's wrong and maybe fix it. It's just buy a new one.
Because it's a cheap one. So there's potentially no real fixing it. Plus, the camera quality on them isn't that great, so I need new ones anyway. I need more expensive ones. Now we've hit a year now, near enough.
Yeah.
We're on episode 51, I think. A bit confused. Yeah. I think we're on episode 51. So, next week, even though it's doing it, we're on to a year. So it's about time, I think, that we started investing.
A little bit more.
I would like to say, for the people that are watching, next time we record, which is in 2 weeks' time, we will have the background that we've gone out of our way to design and have printed and we've bought. So we will have an official background on next recording for the 1 year anniversary. This poor background that's been complained at a lot, which I don't understand why people are complaining at it.
I don't see what's wrong with it.
It's just a tablecloth.
It's just a football table.
Who's it hurting? Who's it offending?
And to be honest, people were complaining so much about the green screen effect that we've got that we had to do something. And this is what we went with.
Who's it offending?
And it'll do for now. It's just a bit of thin paper, basically, with footballs on it.
It's very easy to offend people, though.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
It's a football podcast and we pick something with footballs on it. Like, surely that should just be enough.
No! Not good enough.
But no. So, have you got anything, Jim Jam, that you would like to add?
Don't think so.
Because I think, because your camera's playing up so badly now, I can't get it to work at all.
Mm.
I think we're going to call it a day.
Yeah.
We're going to end episode 51. And
it's been a day.
It now gives us all a week off next week because we don't have to record next week.
And we're going to spend more time together than we do normally. So.
But we don't have to worry about rushing and recording.
No.
So now we can go to golf on the Sunday. We're going next Saturday. We're going to go and watch Macclesfield in the FA Cup fourth round qualifying at Tamworth versus, obviously, Tamworth. And then on Sunday we've got our free golf game that we won during our charity game.
Yeah.
So we're going to go and play a free game of golf at Uttoxeter.
Walk up some hills.
We're going to walk up a lot of hills. And then when we reach the
top of
that hill...
No, what's more depressing, we're going to actually have to play our bad shots.
Yeah, I have thought about that actually, because like normally the charity game is a scramble, and scramble, for those that don't know, is you all hit the same shot.
Yeah.
So you all hit your drive, you pick the best one, then you all hit from there, then you pick the best one, then you all hit from there. Whereas this one, we're going to know what... I've never played Utoxeter and got an official score for myself for it. So we go to Utoxeter and we automatically think, oh, we're at worst, we're going to be one over. At worst.
And we were two under this time. We're going to be nowhere near that.
Oh, God, no, you're talking 18 over. Like,
yeah,
you're playing 18, on your own.
20 over.
You're talking 18 over, aren't you, at least? Although last time
be playing
I played
a lot
that,
more
so
golf.
Week. So I'm hoping that I can play the same way I did when we went to the Manor. Yeah. I finished 12 over there. And one hole, I was 4 over. I scored a 9 on a par 5.
I got a couple of birdies.
You did get
on my own.
Birdies. Hopefully you'll get a couple. Oh, you got a couple of birdies on the charity game, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I
that
mean.
That par 3 as well. You hit a 30-foot putt on that one. Don't be doing that when we go solo.
Yeah.
Because I'll be crying competing with that. So yeah, it's like I say, a little something different this week for episode 51, just because we're a bit bored of international football. I know episode 53 is going to be another international week. It's a 2-week international break, not a one.
That can be sorted there and then when the problem is.
But yeah, I wanted to do something a little different.
And I might be able to talk about.
It's been
England.
A nice difference.
Well, I want us to be able to. We will talk about England on episode 53.
Two.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm getting completely lost now. Yeah, episode 52, the 1-year anniversary international break, that's a bit of a shame. But we'll be talking about England then, obviously. But I want to do more of the international breaks where we just do this, where we just talk crap. And
I mean, you could also
Tim
Ridge
will be able to join us for a bit more next time. And just for you guys to get to know us a little bit better.
Yeah.
The life we've been through, where we are, where we're at. What we're doing, why we're doing it with the accountability thing and stuff like that, and just our opinions on other things that aren't football related. Mm-hmm. And I just think it'll make a nice change every now and then, just have a slightly different podcast.
Yeah, but seeing as episode 52 is the international break, you could do something special for you 1 year as well.
No, 52 won't be the international break. 52,
if it's a 2-week.
Are you? Or I think there's a 2-week international break.
Is it a 2-weeker or a 1-weeker?
I'm sure it's a 2-week international break. So what we're going to do is we're going to call it a day now. Thank you very, very, very much for joining us for episode 51. Join us next week for our 1-year anniversary, which hopefully will be better than this one because your camera's failed so many times.
Yeah.
That I'm going to have to buy a new one. So we love you all very much. Please like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is you're on. We really, really, really would appreciate it, and it will enable us to do a little bit more for you guys in the future going forward. So thanks very much. And
also, you might not see me in a while as
well. You may not see Zaki for a little while, but he will be back at some point, no doubt. So we shall see you for the 1 year. Bye.
Peace.